Back to the hottest.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Wide open touchdown, Tyreek Hill!
What do you think of when you see Tyreek Hill, Randy?
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Nothing but speed.
What must Justin Jefferson be thinking as he's hearing everyone talk about how great Tyreek Hill is?
I think the sky's the limit for a guy like Justin Jefferson.
Earlier on the show, Chargers running back Austin Eckler. Browns running back Nick Chubb. Still to come. From the Audible original, Alive and Well Enough. Jeff Daniels. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. One of my favorite actors, Jeff Daniels, is about to zoom into this program. He's coming on to talk about Alive and Well Enough, an Audible original memoir on his career. And it also includes original music of his own. Remember, he zoomed in once upon a time, and there were, I'm sorry, maybe it's in the same spot, where guitars all over the place.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Jeff Daniels wrote and recorded this original at his Michigan home with his son Ben as the producer, and so he's coming on to talk about this, and the Detroit Lions, whose fans are really upset with us. Me in particular. Even though I started the show last week after they beat the Chiefs with not what everyone else was talking about, which, oh my God, the Chiefs are 0-1. I talked about the Lions first, which I thought was respectful. And then I forgot them in my top 10 because they played way back on Thursday and I forgot.
Where would you, and then, if they give you a mulligan, like where would you throw them?
I appreciate
there?
You giving me that mulligan, Chris.
You know, Rich, I got your back.
You know, where did I put that piece of paper? It's somewhere around here. Do you want to put my, if you don't mind putting my, power rankings up on the screen, if you can do that. They're also pissed because our poll question, Chris, we didn't include them in it either. Right now, I'm just getting a whole bunch there, like, why didn't you put the Lions?
That was an oversight.
Again, it was just the same way. It was an oversight to not put them in the power rankings.
There's only four
people
options.
I understand, right? So when we do this, man, we're coming up with this stuff on the fly sometimes.
And I got somebody responding to this video on our YouTube stream, which, by the way, is white hot to the touch. And we appreciate everybody who's a subscriber to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, saying that this ruins the integrity of my power rankings. And I'm like, they're power rankings. Like, I don't even want to do this.
Do power rankings have integrity?
I don't even want to do this. Okay.
Respect is real.
You yell at him for doing something he don't want to do.
I don't want to do it.
But you got to do it. That's, you know.
That's funny.
I'd probably replace the Jets with them. Okay. If I had a mulligan, I'd take, because again,
do you just throw Detroit at eight, or would you bump everybody
up? No, I'd throw Detroit at eight.
Okay.
I'd take the Jets out, put Detroit at eight, and see the Jets, you know, that's why I took the Bengals out. I think they're terrific, but I feel that they'll be back in with their next win, and the Jets should be forced to do that as well, because everybody understands the integrity of my power rankings.
I mean, if you don't have integrity in your power rankings, what do you have?
You know, I should call for help on my power rankings. You know, I should call for help on my power rankings and not tell him why I'm calling him.
I honestly have
to
no
help
idea.
With my power rankings and have him do it on the air is Bob Costas.
Oh, please. Can you do it right now?
Bob, I need help with my NFL power rankings.
Call Bob right now. He'll answer.
Did you say I need help with my power rankings?
Just, he'll be like, oh, come on.
What is that? I know you love that. Well, he's saying that to you. Yeah, you pissed him off.
No, I understand.
Fellow Syracuse alum.
If Bob doesn't answer, then you got to. Who's the next? Musburger, maybe?
Al probably hates power rankings.
You know who? He texted him. Bob texted me the other night when overtime hit because he hates the rule.
The new rule?
The Monday night rule. Yeah, he hates the rule that they allow both teams to touch it.
Because Al wants to go home.
No, that's not Al. Bob.
Yeah. Oh, Bob.
Oh, I
out of the blue. Bob, I hadn't heard from him in weeks.
Just go back to sudden death? That's what Bob wants?
I think he'd appreciate me reading this. Yeah. Yeah. Because he just doesn't think, you know, that the old rules.
Bob's old school.
So as soon as it went to overtime, I looked down at my phone and it says, this rule remains mind-bogglingly stupid. It's what he texted me. And I just wrote back the OT rule and he wrote, yes, of course. Didn't play out unfairly in this case, which is not evidence in support of the harebrained rule. So he texts like he talks, right?
Of course.
Just because someone crosses the street blindfolded and isn't run over this time doesn't mean it wasn't stupid. Especially in the postseason, which this was not, of course. Bob Costas on the overtime rules in the National Football League 2023. So I should call him up and say, hey, Bob, I need help with my power rankings. Where would you place the Lions?
Yes.
In my week two power rankings.
100%.
He might hang up on me. You really want me to do that right now?
I think worth it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think so. Hey, just text Bob and go, hey, can I call you for a quick 2 minutes on my show?
All right. So, hey, mind if I call you live for a quick 2 minutes? 2 minutes on my show.
Really important question.
No, I can't do that. For some advice you might find funny, me asking you, right? For some advice you might find funny.
Yeah, make sure you're grammatically correct asking here. You. I think Bob is a stickler.
I understand that. For, hey, mind if I call you live? Let me read through it.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, mind if I call you live for a quick 2 minutes on my show for some advice you might find funny, me asking of you? There. Send.
Great.
In Switzerland, it's illegal to own only one guinea pig because they are prone to loneliness.
That's a fact. Right?
All right, it's true.
He was reading facts underneath a Snapple cap, right?
Because yeah. Right. It was boring.
Back then, yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, poll update. We're neck and neck here. Biggest winner from week one, Cowboys, 28.2%. Dolphins, 28.1%.
Yes. Wow.
49ers, 26.4%. Ooh, it literally just switched as I was reading it.
Look at us.
I didn't vote yet.
Vote.
I can't.
Why?
Brown 17%.
You're on.
He doesn't want
you're
to.
You're on.
Too Jiggy is back.
Yeah, come on. They disrespect
you. And
me,
Murph. You and Murph are freed. I freed Murph and Elon freed you.
I still can't get over the disrespect.
The hell going on?
That's what I'm saying.
The hell going on?
We got a lot of great drops.
We sure do.
Puka Nacua is trending.
Why not?
I picked him up on my fantasy team.
Hey, everybody.
I wouldn't play him this week, though. Just a little fantasy advice.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Rich.
Aaron Rodgers has chimed in. Hey. He has spoken. Well, he has typed and he has hit send on Instagram on Wednesday. Thank you to every person that has reached out, called, texted, DM'd, connected through a friend, etc. It's meant a ton to me, and I'll try and get back to all of you soon. I'm completely heartbroken and moving through all of the emotions, but deeply touched and humbled by the support and love. Please keep me in your thoughts and prayers as I begin the healing process today. The night is darkest before the dawn, and I shall rise yet again. Proud of my guys, 1-0 with a jet symbol and a hashtag after that. A little nod to Kenny Mayne right there. Kenny always puts the hashtag after stuff.
Man, the saddest comment was from, was it Garrett Wilson or Sauce? Was it Sauce?
Okay.
He said that he did his handshake alone. Their special handshake.
Yeah.
He did it alone, and he had like the broken heart emoji.
I hope rising again means he's going to play again. And honestly, no matter what you think of Aaron Rodgers or how you feel about him, which is the way I guess everybody begins sentences talking about Aaron Rodgers these days. I mean, this ain't right. This is not right. And Jets fans, speaking for all Jets fans, it would be great if they perform very well without him this year. Hold on to that first round pick. Use it to get Aaron Rodgers, what, a wide receiver in the draft? A first round wide receiver, just as a wink and a nod to everybody in that bar that thought they were going to drink for free on Monday night. Then he comes back and then he plays 75% of the snaps. Doesn't cost him a damn thing for that. And they win the championship then. Because I'm looking at glasses half full. And the very sunny Nathaniel Hackett spoke today on this very subject as to whether Rodgers is done or not. Take it.
Steve, I know you put out the Instagram thing yesterday, but you expect him to try to play next year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, whenever Aaron's got his mindset on something, good luck for anybody that wants to change his mind.
Okay. All right.
You're in.
I'll take it. Okay. You know, Sala yesterday is like, yeah, it's too soon. Right. And Nathaniel Hackett's like, I got this, coach. He's playing, which is great. I hope that's the case. Well, I haven't heard confirmed from him yet because he's obviously in a deep, dark place, figuratively, not literally, although who knows. And then, you know, I hope he plays again. This is not the way it should end. We should not be looking at Rodgers' career as Jets fans as we look at Belichick's career as being the HC of the NYJ lasting 2 seconds, figuratively. This one lasted 75 seconds, literally. We shouldn't be looking at that Rodgers' tenure as Jets quarterback like we look at Belichick's tenure as head coach of the Jets, which is a gag and a joke. You know, his highlight shouldn't be him coming out with the American flag before running for his life and then having MetLife's turf take him out. So
it was a pretty dope highlight, though. You got that.
It was. It was a great way to go. Hackett was talking about Zach being ready. I hope so. What a complete and total flip of the script that would be. If he comes out and he starts swinging it around against the Dallas Cowboy defense.
I would be...
shocked. I would be stunned.
Stunned.
We would be shocked. He would be dismayed. Shocked. Dismayed.
All of those S words.
Disgusted would probably...
Dismayed and shocked. Shocked and dismayed is what we would be.
I mean, it would be great for Zach as a person and Jets fans in general, but...
It would be awful for TJ as a fan.
Awful for TJ.
All right, here's Hackett on this very subject matter. Roll it. Hit it.
Like we said earlier, you know, every quarterback's different. I want Zach to be Zach. Aaron to be Aaron. Tim to be Tim. I want all the players to be who they are. And so my job is to try to put them in the best position so that they're successful. There are certain things that Zach can do that are really exciting, and we want to take advantage of that. So every guy's different, so we're going to try to do what's best for them.
His previous offensive coordinator said the same thing. We want Zach to be Zach, pretty much. And then the offense didn't do a damn thing to let Zach be Zach, because they're like, oh, wait a minute, that Zach we don't really want to see. We don't trust that Zach, so let's not get that Zach rolling. That's the problem, though, is part of Zach's game is to get him out of the pocket and getting him running around and making plays off schedule. And anytime you got him making plays off schedule, I didn't like that schedule. The schedule stunk. And that's the whole point, is like, who is this Zach? Can we get the Zach that that can, you know, that Romo said the ceiling was Mahomes? I would just take the ceiling being muh, you know? One syllable of Mahomes. I'll just take the muh as the ceiling. And then we could add the home and then the z. One syllable at a time. I'll take the muh
at a time.
And then the home and then the z. He made one play where he just kind of flipped it out. You see, remember that? He's in the pocket. He's about to go down. He flipped it out and he made a completion. Like, okay. He did go 9 of 13 after the interception. I like that. Touchdown. Even though Garrett Wilson was the one who made the touchdown. Yeah.
Superstar catch.
I know. Dalvin, Breece Hall coming through. Maybe Breece Hall could tell Tony Pollard how to score touchdowns from any part of the field. All right, I'm beginning to regenerate.
See that.
Don't do that to yourself.
Because we'll see Tim Boyle. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, he says Tim. He wants Tim being Tim. I don't want to see Tim. All due respect to Tim.
What is Tim?
I don't want to see Tim.
I'd love to see Tim Boyle in the game.
All due respect. Let Tim be Tim out off camera.
Tim ain't him.
And let Zach be Zach. Whatever the hell that means. Let's get a new Zach 2.0. We already saw the one who seems more mature and he's taken, you know, accounting for himself.
I think what's not helping Zach is that he looks like a child.
He does.
You know how like Nathaniel Hackett has tried to make us forget about last year by growing that whatever that is, the mustache kind of beard thing? Can we get Zach Wilson some facial hair?
Doesn't matter.
It's something.
But that you see the looking like a child doesn't seem to drag down Brock Purdy, does it?
Plays with attitude.
Dude, Brock Purdy showed up.
Gets in your face.
I don't know if you saw game day morning on Sunday. Brock Purdy showed up to work in Pittsburgh with his backpack on like he was walking across the Diag going to some
class.
Econ 101 in Iowa State. It was just like, really? Yeah. This is the guy? And then he shows up like a stone cold killer. So, Baby Fenster. Like, let's get Baby Fenster out there playing quarterback. Fenster baby with his cigar and his bib and his crib, and let's go. Yeah, I just went Looney Tunes on you.
Well done. Appreciate it.
That's what I want.
Baby Fenster.
I can't believe we're in this position, and I can't believe it's just right now, and I can't believe this is the toughest, this is the teeth of the schedule. This is like Jaws. We need a bigger boat.
Just when I thought I was out.
Yeah.
They pulled me back in.
Yep. Zach Wilson, part 3. That's what this is. Part one was rookie season. Let's see what he's got. Okay. Part two was, okay, now let's see what he's got. Part three is like, I can't believe we're seeing this again. You know? I can't believe Sofia Coppola's in this season.
Oh,
yeah. On. I just went there.
She didn't need to take
excuse
a
me.
There.
Excuse me. Again, I'm not rational.
She's like, what did I do?
Like 2 minutes ago, you were talking yourself into like it was going to work.
That's the definition of irrational. I just showed you. Let's take a break. Jeff Daniels, maybe he can help me through all this. Although he's a Lion fan saying, there's a beer and I don't care. I'm not holding it.
He's probably mad about her pull too.
He might be. He might just be. Because missing out on it on the top 10 and then missing out on it on our poll question is dumb and then dumber.
But it was both. Well done.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
On October 5th, Loki is back in a brand new season.
Reunited. That's right.
The countdown is on.
I've been waiting.
Don't miss the return of Marvel's most watched Disney Plus show.
Loki.
Loki. Loki.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
His time is running out.
You better run!
Marvel Studios' Loki Season 2. New episodes streaming October 5th, only on Disney Plus.
Back here on the show, I'll say it. He's a sweetheart of a guy, so I apologize for saying this right now. I'm looking up as Jeff Daniels is about to join us on our competition right now. Eric Mangini's talking about the Jets and what they should do, and I'll be just straight up. If there's people, I just don't want to hear from any of the old Jets. I don't want to hear from any of them. None of them. Zero. I don't want to hear from any of them. Oh, yeah, when I had Favre that 1 year that was a total disaster, let me tell you how that worked. I'm bitter. I'm a bitter man. I'm hardened. This is after I thought I had evolved. I thought I had evolved over the last four or five months saying this is going to go well.
Seeing ghosts.
There's not going to be a trapdoor anywhere. There's not going to be a trapdoor anywhere. This is going to go fine. This is going to go fine. Rodgers is here. He's turning a page. We're getting him, and he's going to be better than Favre. And then back in the day, I wish Favre only had four snaps in 75 seconds, and we've got at least a full year out of Rodgers. No, no. So there's Mangini. What's he telling? What's he telling? I don't even want to know. You know?
I don't see him.
He's on. Don't worry about it. I just don't even. Again, I thought I had evolved. I thought I had gotten through all this. But now I've been hardened and embittered more. They brought Vinny Testaverde to the stadium.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have done that.
I wouldn't. We're not going to the past. We're not living in the past anymore. Because you know why? The past sucked for 50 years.
I looked it up yesterday. Are you curious? Since the Super Bowl, you know how many winning seasons you've had?
Why do you look this up? Why? Why? What, like, why do you spend your time doing
it's
that?
Fun.
I don't understand why you
17 out of 53.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nine since 2000, so you've been better of late.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem.
That's quite the silver lining.
Got it.
All right, our radio audience is about to return. Let's turn the page from this. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Love this guy's work for years and was thrilled to have him on a Zoom a couple of years ago. Alive and Well Enough is an Audible original blending memoir, original music, and performance with Jeff Daniels, who wrote and recorded this original at his Michigan home with his son Ben as the producer. And joining us now from his Michigan home is Jeff Daniels on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Rich. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, I'm a diehard Jet fan, Jeff.
I can feel your pain. I'm laughing. I'm laughing because, you know, I'm the Detroit Lions fan.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, we go back to 1957. And I saw an article today, maybe, where I mean, you look at the Giants, they're in trouble, the Jets,
yep.
the Knicks, the Nets, the Mets, the Yankees.
Yep.
That's Detroit. That's where we've been with all of our professional sports teams for years. And then to see New York kind of dealing with it with Rodgers going down.
Look at him.
I'm sorry.
Look at you. Look at you.
I'm sorry.
But hey, look, you should be laughing based on your situation's optimism there. I could see it. If I'm not mistaken, you have a Honolulu Blue Lion on the vest you're wearing right now, Jeff.
I do. Okay. I do. I even, you know, when, you know, you get into August and September and you get the bug. And so you go to the NFL.com and you start shopping. And I got a jersey.
Yes.
Number 89 with the name Cogdill on the back. Gail Cogdill was my Detroit Lion in the mid-60s when I was a kid, and he was the wide receiver, and I wanted to be Gail Cogdill. So that's what I'll be wearing every game this year.
Okay. So now I don't know about the consumer experience at NFL.com or NFLShop.com, Jeff. Did you get a note from them when you said, I want Cogdill, saying, who is this? From customer service? did they ask for an explanation, Jeff?
No, they were happy to put Harry Dunn on the back of it. They didn't really care. It didn't matter to NFL.com or shop here.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No,
so, you know, it didn't require an essay or anything like that to come with the request?
No. Just credit card number. That's all they need.
Valid, I'm sure, of course.
Valid, yes.
All right. So walk me through your... you know, you can assume my viewing experience of Monday Night Football this week. Walk me through your experience of watching the Thursday night kickoff, Jeff Daniels. Walk me through that one.
Well, with the Lions?
Yes, sir.
I was busy. I was working, but I was able to get to about the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you went into the game. We
yes.
go into the game going, just don't get blown out. Don't get blown out. Lose by a touchdown. Okay, 10. That's enough. We can, you know, it's Kansas City. It's Patrick Mahomes. God knows we had enough pictures of him that night. And you know, and Kelsey over on the sidelines. Is he dating Taylor Swift? Do we care? I don't. And it just was, here we go again. And, you know, Mike Tirico makes a comment. Now we got an asterisk. And it's just like, okay, all right, we're used to it. We got it. We got to get into the playoffs. We got to get deep into the playoffs before people go, well, I guess they're for real, you know. And that's kind of where we sit. But we were all kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop, and then it didn't. It didn't. And so we're as stunned as everyone else.
Well,
optimism regardless.
Well,
you know?
What you might have missed in the first quarter was Coach Dan Campbell going for it on a fake punt on the second drive of the game from his own 17-yard line. And then just seeing that, and it led to the first touchdown of the game. And then just seeing that and newly acquired David Montgomery from the Bears just pinball his way into the end zone to take the lead and win. It just seemed like an imposition of will that is part and parcel of the new head coach. I'm wondering what you think of Coach Dan Campbell, Jeff Daniels.
Well, it worked, didn't it? That
yeah.
time it worked, and that's who he is, and he scares people, and he'll do anything. And, you know, with Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator, you know, deciding to stay, That was a real, you know, he could have gone,
mm-hmm.
he could have gone and coached a team that would struggle, and he might last 2 years, but he stayed with the Lions because I think they smell success, and I think Ben does. I think with Dan Campbell they do. Brad Holmes has been a magician. We pick up Gibbs in the first round, and, you know, everybody on the draft program is going, what are you doing? What are you doing? I don't have him on my sheet. I don't anything. What are you doing? Well, you know, you'll see what we do with him. You know, I don't think we've seen the speed that Gibbs has yet. It's exciting around here, you know, and it has not been for, decades. You know,
Jeff Daniels, the Audible original, alive and well enough right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And we'll get to that in a second. If you were casting a film of the Lions and casting the role of Dan Campbell, who would you choose to play Dan Campbell.
Well, you know, John, after me was some prosthetics and a year in the gym. More pull-up.
What do you think?
And that's a, you know, can Gronk act?
That's not a bad one. I've seen his commercials. I'll just say no. I don't think he can. Or 80 for Brady. I don't think he was playing himself, and it seemed like that was a struggle to be straight up with you, Jeff.
That's hard to do, to play yourself.
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, Liam Neeson lose the accent.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's not
bad. Back to that fake punt.
Yes, sir.
Buckle up when we're on our own 4-yard line and he goes for it on fourth.
Yeah.
I mean, every Lions fan watching will be on their feet pacing, you know?
I love it.
I don't put it past him to do it either.
Well, I mean, they do look for real. And again, their last two wins was the one that we're referring to against the Chiefs, who ruined their banner raising night. And they're the ones who sent Rodgers packing from his Green Bay career, too, keeping him from the playoffs and dropping the curtain there in Lambeau Field. It's not a bad double dip.
You're a Jets fan, so I hate to tell you, but we beat him twice last year, okay? Yeah. We beat him twice, and we beat him on a Sunday night when we really had our bags packed, season over. It's not a big deal. Why are we even in Green Bay? And we beat him. And then as soon as he goes to New York, we're going to be in the Super Bowl, which, okay, I get. And the last thing, I mean, I wanted Aaron to play all season, you know? Yeah. I mean, we all did. I mean, it was going to be a great Thursday night, a great game with the Buffalo, and you want to see, you know, what he could do. I mean, he was at the Hard Knocks. He was in a great place. It was just, it's the injury that no fan of any team wants to see happen to their starting quarterback. I mean, including here in Detroit. I mean, it's just that you get to the end of the game, and if everybody's still upright and standing, that's one victory. And I was sorry to see it. I really was, as was the NFL and certainly everyone in the, you know, New York City area.
Jeff Daniels here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about Alive and Well Enough, an Audible original. And why'd you decide to do this, Jeff?
I got talked into it. My agent said, "Do you know that you're the only actor in Hollywood who does not have a podcast?" I said,
"Yes."
And that's a problem. And so I said, "Well, let me do what I do." And I said, "Don't make me call other celebrities and try to book them. And I don't want to interview people. I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. Let me just do what I do. I have a guitar. I've written songs for decades, none of which will end up in Nashville, but a lot of them are funny." And so I said, "Why don't you just kind of put that guitar show where you tell the story of what it's like to be in a movie with Clint Eastwood and get shot and killed by Clint." Mm-hmm. And then play the song Dirty Harry Blues, which is the song about what it's like to get shot and killed by Clint Eastwood. Stuff like that. The whole Broadway experience of Atticus Finch, me talking about acting, about songwriting, and then Snack Time with Harry Dunn, where Harry Dunn from Dumb and Dumber interviews the actor who played him in the movie. And so so I get to write all this stuff.
Yes.
And so it's all written. It's like it became like a memoir, but an entertainment piece. And I really try to write with a sense of humor and make people laugh as they're listening to this thing, wherever they might be, you know, doing whatever they might be doing. And, you know, Audible Originals has been great. And we'll see. I hope I get to do it for many years.
And then your son's producing it as well.
It's just me and my son, Ben. You know, he's a sound engineer. He's a musician. We've got a home studio here. And I do audio books out of there and narration. And Ken Burns did Hemingway. We recorded it there. And when we do ADR lip syncing for TV shows, movies, we do it out of the studio. And Ben's the engineer on it. So it's just the two. There's not most podcasts have, you know, what, 10, 20, 75 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me and Ben, so we're kind of stunned, to be honest.
It's pretty neat. What's the genesis of the title, Jeff? Alive and Well Enough.
Age, pretty much. Just, you know, I'm definitely, you know, down the road. And I did an album, just a kind of me and the acoustic guitar during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
we couldn't bring anybody in. So, you know, it's COVID. I'm alive and well enough, you know, as we all sit through the middle of that. And then when it came time to do the podcast, I said, well, I can't think of a better title. So let's just steal that one.
And you're in your home office there. What behind you is the most interesting item that you have? What's that on the wall? You got what do you got that you can walk us through here? What do you got?
That's
there?
Me at a slow pitch softball game.
Okay.
Probably the game where I tore my ACL.
That's not great.
My one of my sons. That's Ben when he was maybe 5 years old.
Okay.
That's me and my son Lucas on the set of Dumb and Dumber 2.
Okay.
Paul Martino, manager. There's my dad, Chelsea Lumber Company. Couple of, you know, awards that don't mean anything.
Are there tickets behind you? Do I see over your right shoulder? Is there anything up there?
Yeah, here's a Michigan State.
Okay.
Here's a Detroit Tiger. Here's a 2012 Tiger game. It was a Thursday afternoon. There were about maybe 80 people in the stands. And Doug Fister had 9 strikeouts in a row.
All right.
So I bet so you Doug
I saved the ticket.
I don't know. I bet you Doug Fister doesn't. Was that autographed by Doug Fister?
No.
It looks like there's like some sort of scrawl on it right there.
No, that's just me going, Doug Fister, 9 Ks, you know? I remember at that game sitting in the stands, and again, 80 people, and I look like 3 rows down, and here's this guy older than I am sitting there, and we just look at each other and go, yeah, we're real fans.
This is real fandom for sure. Yeah.
That's July 18th, right?
Did you look this up, Chris?
Yeah, I looked it up. He had 10 Ks in that game.
Oh, hold on a minute. Is that July 18th? Jeff? He's looking at the ticket right now.
September 27th.
September 27th.
Oh.
So you got the wrong.
Yep.
You got
yep.
the
Kansas City.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got the wrong Fister start,
got
sir.
It.
It was 9 Ks in a row.
Oh,
that was the thing.
That's the key. Very Seaver-like out of Fister that day.
That old guy, I remember when we got to 7, 8 Ks, and he kind of looks over at me, and I look at him going, yep. You're going to get to 9? Yep. Anyway,
You're not a superstitious fan, are you? Jeff, are you one of those superstitious fans? Where you can't talk about a no-hitter or you need to sit in the same spot watching a game or anything like that?
No.
All right.
No, it's Took not. I mean, when one. I used to be that way, it never worked. So I think I gave it up.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I think we have just for you going out the door, we looked this up. Do we have that photograph of this card? Let's show is this the man whose uniform we have Gale Cogdill up on the screen, Jeff?
He was good.
He's got a very Unitas crop top is what it looks
very,
like.
Yeah, surprised I didn't copy it at a young age.
He was
good. I mean, I looked him up too. Once I was going to get the jersey, I said, you might want to know a little something about him. And yeah, he had a couple of really good years.
Fantastic.
You know? Yeah.
Jeff, I appreciate the time. Always a great time chatting with you, alive and well enough where you can check out this Audible original memoir, original music and performance blend. Well, let's do this again when we could go down a little bit more of a path of your career. And I appreciate the time here, Jeff.
Love to, Rich. Thank you very much.
You got it. Everybody check this out on Audible. Jeff Daniels getting ready to watch the Lions take on the Seahawks and then go to 2-0 for his Detroit Lions right here on the Rich Eisen Show. If he goes to 2 wins in a row, you're 2/9 of the way to a Fister. Right?
Yes, that's technically correct.
He is bursting over there to say nothing.
I'm not allowed to.
No, you don't say anything.
I'm not allowed to.
Don't say that.
You took,
not
like
allowed.
Said, you took away one of my tricks. By the way, there were 4 instances yesterday where I went through a TWSS.
Oh, good. I'm glad you didn't do that.
Well, I'm not. Mad at myself.
God, I love Jeff Daniels. He is funny.
He is, man.
Just a neat dude. I'd want to watch a Lions game with him.
Oh, no doubt. Especially this year.
Liam Neeson wouldn't be a bad choice, like full Taken. You know, I will find you. and I will fake punt from my own 17.
That was bananas. Why did he do that?
Because he's Dan Campbell, and it's just like, this is the way to get everyone's attention. Or it's one of those where he allows the green light if the look is there and it doesn't matter where it is on the field. It's right. Not like, hey, go for the fake punt. It's going into the game. They saw something on film that if the Chiefs play it a certain way, it doesn't matter time and it doesn't matter field location. We're going to do it. Yep. And that's the way I think that he went into the game. And he pre-greenlit it is basically what I'm saying. I'm assuming. I don't know the genesis of it. That's usually the way it goes. You know, hey, coach, says the special teams coordinator, we've seen this. What do you want to do? Go for it. Do it. Let's bite a friggin' kneecap. And that's 10 plays later, score the first touchdown of the season. The Seahawks, boy, do they need it. And this was one of those games last year where, what, the total was like, it's 80 points scored and something like that.
Crazy.
Which is great. I need it because I have Amon-Ra St. Brown on my team.
Oh.
And then after that, the Lyon have got Atlanta coming to their house. That could be 2-0 versus 2-0.
Atlanta's got a tough game this week.
You know, they've got Green Bay.
They're hosting Green Bay. Desmond Ridder.
He didn't look that great.
Didn't look that great. Doesn't look like he's got confidence.
Drake London didn't have a catch, right? Yeah.
No catches. Bijan Robinson led the team in targets and receptions. Not a good sign.
Well, that's the sign of a quarterback that's just like looking, you know.
Yeah.
Quick throw. Let's look at
defense. Defense played well.
Jesse Bates, pal.
Yeah, Green Bay.
They signed him. That was one of the first big free agent signings. And then when they did that and signed him like that, that was the clear indication they are not going to sign Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Don't forget again when free agency hit in March, this was full Lamar's not playing for the Ravens anymore. Bloom, mm-hmm. And he was talking about nothing but pay me.
Yeah.
And then when they went ahead and paid Jesse Bates all that money, it's just like, okay, clearly they're going with Desmond Ridder here. And that kid, Bates, came up with 2 picks in the first game. So that's a big one. You're right. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. TJ Jefferson with some fantasy advice. Eric Bieniemy is chiming in on the performance of the Washington Commanders offense last week and what needs to be done moving forward. And as you know, he uses mean words, and he will use a very mean word when we return. Don't miss this. Earmuffs, people, when we return to the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There are so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all of their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
There's somebody on Twitter, and it could be Bob, @real_BobCostas. Then you read the Twitter bio, and you begin to think something could be up. How are you, Bob?
I'm good, Rich. Late last night, and then again this morning when I woke up, dozens of texts, some claiming it must be real, some saying this can't be true.
Yes.
And one said, this is the best indication that hell has frozen over since the 04 Red Sox or the 2016 Cubs. But I am here to assure you and everybody else,
yes,
that the fires of hell are still very much blazing, because I am absolutely not on Twitter. They have taken the bogus account down. And I began thinking, you know, what would I have to do before I ever deigned to be on Twitter? What? Like, binge watch The Real Housewives of Orange County? Make a return trip to Sochi just for the nostalgia of a Pink Eye episode? Star in a sequel to Basketball? Or just for you, Rich.
Yes, Bob.
Make a special trip to the NFL Combine. All those things will happen before I'm ever on Twitter.
Okay, so this is the real Bob Costas. We can confirm that now.
Yeah. Oh,
Twitter needs that.
Oh, my gosh. Your son tweeted it out that this is not you.
When I saw the first screen grab that Keith sent to me,
yes.
One tip-off should be, look, I'm a reasonably humble and self-effacing guy.
Yes.
But would I knowingly shortchange myself 7 Emmys? I think I couldn't even get the number of Emmys right.
Exactly.
I said that. I said 21 seems a little light.
You got to pull a scam. Get your ducks in a row.
Oh, yeah. Fun stuff right there. Fun stuff. Okay, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. That's right, stream Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and me all season long for free and get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. All righty. That was fun right now. That was fun with Jeff Daniels, right?
Absolutely.
And Eric Bieniemy. He's a mean, mean offensive coordinator. Mean. He uses mean words.
He's
and
a
some
mean,
of his
mean.
Players think he's mean. And they said to the coach, why is coach so mean? And head coach was like, well, he just means well if he's mean. Not a great look offensively against the Arizona Cardinals, who drove themselves to the game in week one. Well, they did pull it out, though. They did pull out the victory, and this is what Eric Bieniemy had to say.
Guys are going to struggle, and guys are going to have bad moments. But that's how we've trained. That's why we practice the way we practice. Because we know and understand everything is not going to be perfect. But at the end of the day, the only thing that you have to do is be the best team for over 60 minutes. And I'll say this, we collectively found a way to be creative and we dragged our ass across the finish line when it was all said and done.
Coach, earmuffs in Washington, D.C.
Grab their butt over the...
It's just, again, gives you a little sense. It gives you a little sense.
Fix that.
Washington at Denver. That's a pretty big football game. Denver can't go to 0-2. Washington can go to 2-0. Certainly if Dallas looks like they can and the Eagles tonight. So keep an eye on all that. That's the latest with Eric Bieniemy. You know, earlier on, my conundrum, I expressed it, been talking to the Detroit Lions up all season long, and then I left them off a couple of lists. And who did I say I was trying to get some counsel from on this subject matter? I'm so lucky and fortunate to be able to reach out to the very top of our industry's flowchart for help. Bob Costas is on the Rich Eisen Show right now. How are you, Bob?
Good, Rich. But listening to that last segment about Eric Bieniemy,
yes, sir.
I thought somehow you had transitioned into some sort of mellow FM disc jockey. The tone of voice.
Yes.
And it was going like from Eric Bieniemy to the best of Miles Davis.
Well, I am battling something.
On deck, a little Sonny Rollins.
I am battling a little something, but that's not what I'm calling for advice, Bob.
Okay.
And yes. I sent out the signal. This is like the bat signal. I called. I'm like, I've got to get some help from the very top. And I figured you'd be perfect to ask. The Detroit Lions, Bob, performed so well in Kansas City, but it was last Thursday. And there's been so much football in between that I forgot to include the Lions in my weekly power rankings. And I'm wondering if you can help me potentially, you know, place them in my power rankings. Bob, what do you think?
It depends, given my frame of reference about the NFL. It depends upon the availability of Alex Karras and Nick Pietro.
But would this be the first? Like, where do you have them? And so you don't have them in your power rankings. In other words, Bob, right?
No, they won. They won on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
I know that.
Right, they did.
Called by Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth.
They did do that? Okay. Well, I just figured.
Yeah. They beat the reigning Super Bowl champions. So that should put them somewhere on the radar. Plus, didn't they last year?
Yes.
I'm asking you this. Mm. Last year, they showed signs that they might be a for real team.
Yes. Correct. These are all correct facts. But again, I just wanted to know because I figured who better to help me with my power rankings than you, Bob? You know, like, this is right in your wheelhouse, I would say, right?
Yeah, any team, Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson cannot be stopped. I'm just channeling when I last did highlights. am I off by a decade?
Yeah, you're in the neighborhood. And I did tell the guys here the last time I did hear from you was right in the middle of Monday Night Football. Do you want to have the floor on what you were texting me about on Monday night as the Jets and Bills were going to overtime? Bob?
Oh, this past Monday night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How ridiculous. Now, I just happened across the game. You would think that, like most of America, I'd be attuned to Aaron Rodgers in his first series with the Jets. Mm-hmm. But I got to the game with literally seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, what is Zach Wilson doing here? And I found out later about what happened to Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And gathered myself enough to talk about it the next morning on CNN. It shows you how quickly I can pivot and how nimble I am. But nonetheless, my thought is this.
Yes, sir.
The NFL's overtime rule, as the ref is tossing the coin and explaining it, remains an idiocy. You score on the first possession. If you score a touchdown, the game is over.
Mm.
And this is the same rule in the postseason. It's going to bite them in the Super Bowl eventually. Mm-hmm. It almost did in the Bengals-Rams Super Bowl. They almost went to overtime with that ridiculous rule in place, and it's so easily correctable, and we went back and forth about it a year ago, and still, you know, it's like you need a stop sign at this intersection. There's going to be a pileup. Well, until there is a pileup, why bother?
Well, I feel that way about the fumbling through the end zone rule, Bob. That one is that's another one, that you fumble through the end zone and you lose possession of the football. That's the one that, you know, that happens in a Super Bowl. The whole country's going to be like, what are you talking about? And I get
that
pushed.
That is crazy, but at least it's predicated on an error that's kind of your fault rather than the random toss of a coin.
My Syracuse Orange graduate from Newhouse feels the same way, Bob.
Don't fumble, right, Bob?
Yeah, no fumble. Well, I don't know. I've been given this great thought.
Yes.
I was actually at Fenway Park on Monday.
Yes.
Are you going to be our new GM, Bob?
Yes. Right.
And yesterday, all right. I was snooping around in case Chaim Bloom felt the axe.
Yes.
That's why I actually didn't see the beginning of the game.
No, I know. You're busy. You're a busy man.
At Fenway Park, supposedly calling a baseball game, but instead waiting out a lengthy rain delay, and then the same thing happened last night.
Right, except no first ballot Hall of Famers blew out their Achilles. I mean, my gosh, you said that you'd be attuned to Rodgers' first series as a Jet, and that's all he got. It's truly unbelievable.
Four plays. Potentially, I'm sure you've gone over this with people with much greater expertise and more connected to it than I, but potentially not just season ending, but potentially career ending.
Oh, my gosh. I hope not. All right. Well, I just wanted to call. Thank you for your help. So I let me just put it this way. So I'm allowed to redo my power rankings. Do I?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely you are.
Thank you.
I helped in any way?
You have. You're the Bob Costas imprimatur of redoing my power rankings. Let the trolls have at it, is what I'm saying.
Proceed. And when you have rearranged them, please text it to me immediately. So
thank you, Bob.
No,
thank
but Bob, you, Bob. Seriously, you're going to be the Red Sox GM,
no,
right?
No, he's not.
Please, Bob?
He's not. He's got no time for that. Dang. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. You be well.
Dang it.
The great Bob Costas. He's gone. Poof. So I am now allowed to redo my power rankings.
Yeah.
You think we need one more?
We'll
get one more.
Give me one more shot at these rankings, okay?
All right. Jets out, Lions in.
Great. Well done.
That's simple.
I think
Jets out.
That's a great.
Lions in. Not only were they out,
and
not only were they neglected, they're now in. And not even 10th. I put them above the Ravens and Browns. So there you have it.
Well done.
I think the weird thing is you have a team with no wins in your power rankings.
Who's that?
The Chiefs.
Oh. Yeah, but again,
I'm just saying. I mean, you're taking out a one-win team for a team who has zero wins. Like, if the season ended today.
It's a mixture of teams that are in there because they have won and impressively, and other teams are in there because I don't want to ever have a list where they're not in it.
I'm just okay.
Like, the Chiefs are out of my power rankings. Even Bob Costas would be outraged by that.
No, Bob seems like a man who would say this team doesn't have a win.
No, Bob is a man who's like, why are you calling me about power rankings? What is happening?
I think Bob understands what we're doing here.
Yes.
He's on the inside.
He's on the inside.
He's very on the inside. All right. So your fantasy advice has now been pushed to tomorrow.
Yeah.
You now have another day to prepare.
I don't think I had anybody tonight anyway, so we're all good.
Good.
Yeah, play your studs tonight.
They're all going to go.
There's no question.
I'm going against Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, and Justin Jefferson tonight.
Good luck, sir.
I'm going to survive this storm.
I don't know that you will, to be honest with you.
Good luck, sir.
No offense.
Those three might score 70 tonight.
Let's hope not.
Okay.
It's always, Brockman, I get it. Sometimes you don't want to start guys on Thursday, but there's nothing worse than going in the weekend. Yeah, you're down 70.
I've got A.J. Brown tonight, so I'm heavily invested.
You know, sounds like a winner to me.
You know who's got these three guys?
Murph
does.
That's my guy. Free Murph.
Oh, Murph.
He has been freed.
He's free.
I don't hear about Murph anymore.
Murph should have a segment every week.
No, he shouldn't.
I want to curse on the
He should not.
Wow. In the Roku set. Wow.
Thanks for taking in this program. Hey. Thanks to Bob. I'm sorry I bothered him on a Thursday.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.